Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you that it's only what you did for us that has made our new life in you possible. So we want to thank and praise you for all that you did for us through the sacrifice and the shedding of your blood, that we might live in the fullness of the victory that you have won for us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's be seated. We can flow out of what we've just been expressing to the Lord, because this morning we're going to focus on the blood of Jesus. Everything that we know and experience of relationship with Jesus and our life together with Him is dependent upon that blood. And whenever churches have been in revival or have experienced a significant move of God's Spirit, there is always tremendous emphasis upon the blood. Without the blood, there would be no salvation. Without the blood, there would be no forgiveness. Without the blood, there would be no acceptance. Without the blood, there would be no reconciliation with God. Without the blood, there would be no peace. Without the blood, there would be no joy. Without the blood, there would be no healing. Without the blood, there would be no provision for our needs. Everything comes out of that blood. The Holy Spirit living in us makes it possible for us to know and to experience all that Jesus accomplished through the shedding of the blood. And I'm not going to talk for long about the blood, but we're all going to speak some truths over our lives this morning and express our real thankfulness to God for all that He has accomplished for us through the blood. Now, we are all familiar with the great prophecy of the cross in Isaiah 53. A lot of Christians sort of exalt the authorized version, the King James version of the Bible, and think it's the best version that has ever been. But in fact, there are a number of very significant things in that translation that are inaccurate. One of those very significant things is in this prophecy of Isaiah. In chapter 4, most or many of the translations follow that ancient translation in saying, in verse 4, "Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." Now, Jesus did bear our grief and He did carry our sorrows. But actually, what the Hebrew means is that He has borne or carried our sicknesses and He has carried our pains. And that can signify either physical or emotional pain. Then if we continue to translate it literally, "Yet we reckoned Him stricken, struck down by God," struck down by God. This is God dealing with His own Son. "Struck down by God and afflicted. But He was," we usually use the word wounded, don't we? "He was wounded," but literally it means He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was, many translations say bruised, but literally he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, it usually says, but literally by the blows that cut into him, we are healed. When you read what is literally there, it has far more, I think, far more impact than the words with which we're familiar. He has carried our sicknesses. He has carried our pains. Yet we reckoned him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was crushed for our transgressions, and the blows that cut, by the blows that cut into him, we are healed. Some years ago, I preached a message at camp, which proved to be, I think, well, certainly at that time, we'd never had so many tapes and videos sold of a message about the blood, called The Blood Speaks. And I'm going to use this to take us through some thanksgiving this morning for the cross. But one of the things I say in this, I'll just read to you. You don't have to say, I'm standing in faith for my forgiveness. I'm believing God for it. I will continue to persevere in faith until I receive the cleansing of my sins. You wouldn't dream of praying like that, because you know that if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So why, when you pray for healing, which is also just as much there in the cross as forgiveness, do you say things like, I'm standing in faith for my healing. I'm believing God for it. I will continue to persevere in faith until I receive my healing. Can you see the inconsistency? That we have faith to believe for the forgiveness, and that we're able to receive the forgiveness as soon as we confess our sins. But not the same kind of faith when it comes to healing. Somehow we think there's something we've got to do to get our healing. I've got to stand in faith. I've got to persevere in faith. I've got to do this. Instead of realizing, as we do with forgiveness, that it's all dependent upon the blood. It's all dependent upon what Jesus has done. It's all dependent upon what he has already accomplished. So if I don't have to say I'm standing in faith for my forgiveness, I don't have to say I'm standing in faith for my healing. By his blood, I'm forgiven. By his blood, I'm healed. By his blood, I have been made acceptable. By his blood, I have access to the throne of grace. By his blood, I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has purchased me by his blood. By his blood, I have been set free. By his blood, I have been given the fullness of the life that is in Christ. All this is already accomplished, because as the scripture makes clear, he shed his blood only once, and that is a sacrifice that need never, ever be repeated, because everything was accomplished at that moment when he hung on the cross. Yeah. To that, God can and never needs to add anything. And what the Holy Spirit does is to make real in our experience all that Jesus accomplished for us on the cross. So the blood and the Spirit belong together. So wonderful and so great is this event that, of course, the cross has become the chief symbol of the Christian faith. And all of us who are here, who are born again, know that that would not be possible. It wouldn't be possible for us to have received the new life if it hadn't been that Jesus took us to the cross. But you see, Jesus didn't just forgive your sins. He forgave you. He didn't just forgive the sins, he forgave the sinner. He, on the cross, he didn't simply heal your sicknesses, he healed you. He made you acceptable to God. He opened up the way for you to come right into the Holy of Holies, to be able to access the throne of grace with confidence, with the full assurance of faith. He didn't just do something about your sins and something about your symptoms. He did something for you. And whenever we believe what he accomplished for us on the cross, he does something in you. So we're going to spend some time this morning just giving thanks to God for what he has accomplished for you on the cross. Now, he accomplished this for every human being who lives on the planet. But of course, the sad thing is that many don't know that. And it's not just a question of knowing, it's a question of believing, isn't it? And when we live by faith in what he has done, then of course we receive the virtue of what he did on the cross. So I'm going to get you to repeat a whole lot of prayers of thanksgiving after me. I could just say these things and you could say amen, but that won't have the same effect. Because what you are going to do is to express your thanks to God and to speak the truth over your life. You know there's nothing you can do to achieve forgiveness, to deserve forgiveness, to earn forgiveness. You know it is simply the gift that comes to you by God's mercy because of what he did for you. The same is true for healing. The same is true for your provision. The same is true for the victory that you need over the power of the enemy. Because on that cross, when he shed his blood, Satan was defeated. Every demon was put to rout. Amen. There's nothing that can hinder your life that you do not have the victory over because of what Jesus did on the cross. So rather than just hearing about it and being reminded of these truths, we are going to speak these truths over our lives. So let's all stand. It's going to take a few minutes, so for those of you that find standing for a long time difficult, you know, feel free to sit down if you need to. But you're not just repeating, I mean, it's not going to be very effective for you if you just sort of repeat like a parrot what I say. This is got to engage your heart, hasn't it? I'm simply expressing something that as you repeat it, you need to mean. That you are saying this to God from your own heart, not just because I'm saying it. Amen? So, are you ready to give it a go? Okay. So, just close your eyes so you're not looking around and you've got your focus on the Lord. And just say after me, thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. Thank you for your loving obedience to the Father. And thank you for always resisting every device of the enemy. For offering your life as a perfect sacrifice on my behalf. Thank you that through the shedding of your blood, I can be washed clean from the defilement of all my sin. Thank you that you are ready to forgive all my failure, disobedience, independence, and rebellion against your authority. Thank you, Jesus, because you suffered my punishment on my behalf. Your mercy, Lord, is so great that you do not treat me in the way my sins deserve. But you pour your peace upon me day by day, giving me the wealth of heaven. Thank you, Lord, that instead of the condemnation I deserve, you have given me the gift of eternal life. And I shall live and reign with you eternally. Thank you, Lord, for restoring my fellowship with you. And making it possible for me to live in unity with you. And fulfill your will for my life. Thank you, Jesus, for the cleansing of your blood. That you have made me clean in your sight. Restoring me to holiness. I want to keep my heart clean and pure before you. Give me the grace to forgive others. To extend mercy and love towards them. I want to fulfill your word. To bless those who curse me. And pray for those who persecute me. I want to love my enemies. Lord, I choose to forgive all who have ever wronged me. And I refuse to become bitter, angry, or resentful. I speak your peace over my life and over their lives too. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the shedding of your blood on the cross was a perfect, complete sacrifice that made provision for every conceivable need in my life. Thank you that you gave of yourself, spirit, soul, and body, that I might be set free in spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Lord, that you give me faith To take hold of all you have done for me. Thank you that you want your grace to abound towards me. So that in all things, at all times, I can have all that I need and will abound in every good work. Thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes I am healed. Help me to see myself as you see me. And to appropriate all you have for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I can draw near to your throne of grace with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith because you shed your blood for me. Thank you that you love me so much that you want me to know you and your majesty and glory. That you want close fellowship with me. Forgive me when I've thought myself too busy to meet with you. Or have remained at a distance instead of drawing near to you. Thank you that there is a door standing open in heaven for me. A door that no one can shut. Thank you that no one can undo what you have done for me through the shedding of your blood. Lord, I want to use fully the access you have gained for me. Thank you, Jesus, that you suffered rejection, ridicule, and abuse when you died for me. Oh, I think we need to do that one again. Thank you that you suffered rejection, ridicule, and abuse when you died for me to free me from all these negative things and to make me totally acceptable before you and before others. Thank you that I am no longer rejected. But fully accepted in the Beloved because of the blood that was shed for me. Thank you that you want to renew my mind with a revelation of your truth so that I see myself as you see me. Thank you, Lord, that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Thank you, the life I now live. I live by faith in him who loves me and gave himself for me. Thank you, Lord, that I can live in the victory of your blood. That blood has overcome all sin. The power of sin, all sickness, and every power of the evil one. Thank you that you are the Lord, my banner, my victory. Thank you that you live in me now with the power of an endless, indestructible life. Thank you that nothing can destroy that love. Or take it away from me. It is your gift to me. And thank you that the secret is this. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord, that before the creation of the world, you chose me to be holy and blameless in your sight. Thank you that your blood has accomplished this for me. Thank you that you have therefore blessed me with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Thank you, Thank you that in him you have made me rich, that you meet every need I have through the riches of his glory. Lord, I want to live in the full blessing of your provision. By faith to lay hold of everything for which you have laid hold of me, so that your grace will abound to me. And through me, your grace may abound to many others. Thank you, Lord, that your abundant provision for me is not to make me selfish, but to make me generous like you, the God of all grace. Thank you, Lord, that as I walk in the truth, so I walk in your freedom. Thank you that you have given me the authority to prevent whatever heaven prevents and to permit into my life whatever heaven allows. Thank you that the Holy One lives in me to enable me to overcome temptation, that my body is a temple of your Holy Spirit, and that you want to express your life through me. Thank you, Lord, that you have purchased me for God. Thank you that I no longer belong to myself, but to you. Now I glorify you in my body by doing what you want me to do. Thank you that I can reveal the presence of your kingdom within me, and that rivers of living water can flow out of my life through the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that through your grace, you will be glorified in my body. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of the new covenant. Thank you that I can live in covenant love with you, knowing that you will prove faithful in all your promises to me. Thank you, Lord, that even when I fail in my covenant responsibilities, you will remain faithful. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of your Spirit of Holiness, who lives in me to enable me to walk in holiness and righteousness. Thank you that he is transforming me into your likeness with ever-increasing glory. Thank you that you will impact me more and more with your character, so that I can be a more effective witness in the world. Thank you, Jesus, that although I can do nothing of myself to please you, yet you have come to live in me to enable me to live a holy life that does please you. Thank you, Jesus, that you see me already glorified, seated in heavenly places with you. Thank you, Jesus, that through your sacrifice, I have been made holy and perfect forever. Thank you that my eternal destiny is secured. Thank you that you have assured me of perfection in heaven. I want to love you with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, and all my strength. Thank you, Lord, that I can love only because you have first loved me. Thank you that you will always lead me in your triumphant procession. If I will only follow you. Thank you, Lord, that you want me to reign in life as one of your kingdom children. That you have given me all the authority and power I need to enable me to do this. Thank you, Jesus, that I shall then reign with you in glory forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That was a feast of the truth. You can be seated. And that's the feast in which God desires all of us to live day by day. Every one of those truths is a truth for you every moment of every day. God does not have to do anything more to make any of those truths the truth about you as a born-again, spirit-filled believer. He has done it all. He's accomplished it all. That cross is the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you live in him and therefore in that finished work. And he lives in you and therefore that finished work lives in you. The more you thank him for the power of his blood, the more effective those things will become in your life. And that will save you from striving to accomplish things yourself or to even thinking that it's through what you do that any of those things can find real substance in your life. It's not what you do, it's what he's done. So we can rejoice in him, give him glory, and give him thanks. Amen. So I want the band up, and we're just going to finish by singing the new version of When I Survey. Can you guys manage that between you? When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Because it is done. It is finished. It is accomplished. Which is why Jesus is now sitting down in heaven with nothing to do, the scripture says, except to wait for all his enemies to be put beneath his feet. And then he will come again. Let's stand and praise him. Save in the dark.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.